Tonight on the North Shore and tomorrow night at the Mahalia Jackson Theater in New Orleans, the Louisiana Philharmonic Orchestra continues its concert season with a program entitled Mahler Symphony No. 5. But as LPO Music Director Carlos Miguel Prieto explains, that's not the only piece on the program.
We will start with the brief and very lively and beautiful Mozart overture to Marriage of Figaro. Stefan Jakiv will be making his debut with this orchestra. I've heard great things about this soloist and hope to confirm them. The Bruch Concerto is kind of the epitome of the romantic violin concerto, a violin concerto that is often paired in recordings with Mendelssohn for several reasons, for length, for style, and also for form. They share. And what's interesting is that Bruch was before. Over the last few seasons and over the next few seasons, we've been playing always one or two Mahler symphonies per season. And last season we did Mahler 1 and 9, kind of the bookends. And now it's time to do 5, which is perhaps his most well-known. I mean, I think they're all well-known, but
certainly the beginning of it is well-known.
The beginning is very well-known. Also, the Adagietto is well-known because of the Visconti film. But Mahler 5 is pretty much almost the whole program, but the length and the weight and the expression of the fifth, of Mahler's fifth, will make an impact. It's always a very moving piece. I like this symphony because, I mean, all the Mahler symphonies have this, but this one perhaps is more easy to follow from an audience perspective. You know, it starts with this kind of funeral procession march and little by little opens into something bigger, then ends with this kind of wild romp of a movement. If I had to choose one or two of his symphonies that are always very well accepted and programmed with more ease, it would be the first and the fifth, which doesn't mean that either is easy or, you know, the fifth especially is tremendously hard for everyone, but it's such a joy to play the Adagietto, the slow movement written for harp and strings. Is one of those movements that you just, there are no words to describe the beauty and the contemplative sadness. It's that piece, you know, that has a special place in the repertoire.
It sounds kind of introspective.
It is introspective, and, you know, not every Mahler symphony has a beautiful slow movement, and this is one that has a really masterful slow movement, after which you don't want to wake up, but he wakes you up with this, you know, this wild ending. It's an important piece for everyone in the orchestra, but I would say especially for the brass, it's a favorite.
That's LPO Music Director Carlos Miguel Prieto. The concerts are tonight at First Baptist Church Covington and tomorrow night at the Mahalia Jackson Theater in New Orleans. You can get more information at lpomusic.com. For 89.9 WWNO, I'm Farrah Hudkins.